Voices Radio Network.
Franco is pretty smart, but Franco is a child. And when it comes to the day of the contest, I'm his father. He comes to me for advices. So it's not that hard for me to give him the wrong advices.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Advices Radio. You're listening to episode number 93. I'm Scott McNally, and this program is brought to you by TrueNutrition.com. You can use our code ADVICES at checkout for additional savings on great supplements that you probably would have bought anyway. There was a time that, for me, spending $30 was a big deal. I'd have to budget it in. I'm grateful that today, if I want to buy a $30 supplement, I can do that. But I know that there's a lot of people that are still in that situation. And so I wanted to share with you that I purchased with True Nutrition at that time because I wanted high-quality supplements that I could depend on. They were a good price. And for that reason, I shopped with them. And so I am extending that to everybody here because they do have very high-quality products, products that I've used to diet into all of my shows, and products that I suggest my clients to use. But they also have good, affordable prices, too. And they do the best they can. They're not gouging. They are not trying to use flashing marketing and sales ads. They're supporting people like Advices Radio. All right. So let's get to Brandon Curry here. We've got IFBB Pro Brandon Curry. He has done about a 12-week prep out there in Kuwait at Oxygen Gym. And I assume that most of our listeners know what Oxygen is, but in case you don't, it's like a bodybuilding factory in the Middle East where they're building guys and they're taking guys that were already great and making them bigger and better. It's been very interesting, and it's a cool spot in our modern day bodybuilding world. Brandon's been over there. This is his second time back. He did a long prep last time over there, and now he's doing a 12-week in to the Arnold Classic, which is just about a week out from the time of the release of this show. We are getting close. So Brandon, I remember back when he turned pro. I remember before that. I'd been following him for a few years before that, and a couple years before that, I should say. And I saw him almost turn pro, and then I saw him come back and get it. And he's one of those guys that I've always wanted to see, you know, do his best. And he has placed very well through the years, but I've always felt he was capable of more. And so as a bodybuilding fan, it has been so cool to see what he's done, especially in the last couple of years now, because something happened and he flipped a switch. He is looking fantastic. He's looking the way that I knew he always could. So it like scratches this itch in my bodybuilding brain to see him as he is today. And this could be his all-time best. I've been following along on his Instagram. He really is looking great. I saw a cool comparison to last year, and it's very different. And that's saying a lot because he looked great last year too. He looked like a whole different Brandon Curry. It was awesome. And he's going to be out there at the Arnold Classic. I'm excited to talk to him. And guys, if you are coming to the Arnold Classic, then I want you to know we are doing a live podcast event. I would love to have all you guys there. We're going to do a meet and greet first, followed by a podcast with you guys as our studio audience. This is going to be on Saturday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It'll be at the convention center. We can't be in the expo because it's too loud. So we're going to be down the hall. We'll have a meeting room toward the Hyatt. When we get that meeting room information, I will post that all over social media, and it'll be in the shows as well. So stay tuned for that, guys. I hope you can make it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have Skip Hill, Dr. Scott Stevenson, VJ Puri, Dr. Steve Ogden, Haley and Ryan Delph. We'll have Sarah Bruce from Rough, Rugged, and Raw. Victoria Felkar, late entry here. Victoria Felkar is going to join us. Between her and Dr. Scott, that's like the brain power of at least six people, something like that. We're going to have another smart dude, Austin Stout, and all his podcasts and YouTube successes. I'm excited to see you guys there. And I'm pumped that we were able to get so many cool podcasters in the same room. So I hope you guys are coming out. And if you do, stop in, hang out with us, and record a show. Let's get to Brandon Curry. I will see you guys, as well as Brandon, at the Arm. All right, guys, welcome back to Advices Radio. Up next, we have with us IFBB Pro Brandon Curry. Man, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem, man. No problem. It's an honor, man. Definitely an honor. I've been following you for a long time. I love what you're doing, and I'm happy to support the show, man.
Dude, that blows my mind, man. So we got a huge time difference right now. It's like 10 o'clock at night over there. What's your life like? You're in Kuwait. You're over there at Oxygen Gym. There's like a shroud of mystery as to what goes on over there. Can you run me through what your day looks like?
Okay. Lately I've been getting up around 8 o'clock. I get up, you know, just do my morning routine, take some stimulants and try to get myself going. Then I go to some cardio, you know?
Yeah.
Typically right now I'm just doing some cycling on the bike. And that's pretty much it right now. We kind of started off early with the cardio pretty hard, Stairmaster and whatnot. And then we kind of being able to bag it off coming into the contest, which is really nice.
So nice.
Just a little cycling in the morning, maybe some calves, maybe some abs, and then kind of checking myself out a little bit, making sure everything's on track or how dry I am. Of course, what I weigh and whatnot. And then it's time to eat breakfast. So my coach is normally meets me in the morning. He's normally doing his cardio. He may do abs or whatever with me
okay.
as well. So he's really involved, and we may chit chat about bodybuilding, whatever it may be. So
you see him every day then?
I see him every day, probably multiple times a day.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So after we basically eat breakfast, and after breakfast normally I take a nap.
Nice.
Because I don't think I get 8 hours of sleep a night. I'm up pretty late.
Yeah.
So normally I crash until my doorbell rings, and that's about maybe 12:45, 1 o'clock, and they bring in my food. So
no kidding.
So they bring him. Yeah, eats. I got a delivery service. Eats Markets. Bring my food. They bring my food. That lets me know I got to get up and eat. So I get up and I eat. And then we typically train around 2. Sometimes we train around 4, but typically we train around 2 for the most part. So we go right to the gym and we train. Let's say we're in the gym probably, before 4, we're probably out of the gym.
Okay.
And typically my coach, after we leave, if we'll pose some days depending on what we've trained, depending on what he's gonna look, he needs to look at, and he's got some other people that may check me out and give an opinion, get some different eyes.
Yeah.
But we'll basically leave and go to Oscar. You know, Oscar's the other coach, and he has a restaurant out here called Health Studios.
Oh, no kidding.
Typically, been going there, and we'll eat right after training, pretty much there. Of course, I'll stop at the cafe and get some BCAAs and some protein here at Oxygen Gym.
Okay.
Before I leave. But we'll go to Health Studios or sometimes we'll go to Batters Restaurant called Graham's, which we went to today, and we'll just eat.
So you can get the clean food you need from these places, huh?
Oh, yeah. You get everything by weight.
No kidding.
Everything by weight. Everything exactly how you like it, man.
Man.
So, they definitely cater to the healthy food options out here. So, never have to look for that. It's always convenient, no matter if you go to a restaurant or not. So, it's
dude, pretty cool. You're living the dream, man.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty sweet. It's definitely pretty sweet. It's like I said, it's really 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 convenient. So
yeah,
it's definitely, I guess you would say, it caters to the bodybuilding atmosphere. But it's people think it's automatic though, because you still have to be responsible for what you choose and choose not to do. Huh. I was just thinking about another client that my coach has.
Okay,
and. And he just totally just ruined this whole process.
No kidding.
I never seen somebody ruin the whole process before.
Really?
But this guy is an amateur, and he just He's actually my roommate. He ruined the whole process. And he was ordering food through delivery services and cheap food, not good food.
Oh, just no kidding.
Pasta, burgers, and we'd find receipts.
What
is this guy doing? What is this guy doing, man? He just thought he was, I guess, good enough to, do whatever he wanted and not follow instructions. So and I don't know, man. His training was suspect. I'm like, training. And you think you'd be in the gym, you'd be working hard, you want to focus pretty much on what you're doing, you want to take instruction. But some people, I don't know what kind of environment they're in, they always want shortcuts.
And so
I've seen it, man. I was surprised. I had never seen it that bad before.
Yeah, you wouldn't think over there, for any of the listeners at home, and I already did an intro, so we talked a little bit about this, but I mean, you're over there at Oxygen Gym. This is like one of the new meccas of bodybuilding, and they basically just have your life programmed in to be the best bodybuilder you can be, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this guy wasn't in bodybuilding, but he's in another class.
Okay.
Of course, he actually paid to be here. That's the thing. He's paying to be here.
Wow.
Yeah. And still just doing his own thing, and it just didn't make any sense to me. It made me check myself. It's like, what am I doing that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, because he obviously didn't see that. Correct it. Yeah.
Right? Well, I don't know if he didn't see it or he just didn't care. Huh. Like I said, we've had multiple conversations with other bodybuilders around here about things that he says, and just the mentality I've just never seen anybody have before, that's invested this much time away from their families and the money he's put in. I just didn't understand. So it's not foolproof. Oxygen Gym is not foolproof.
Yeah.
Kuwait is not foolproof. You can still, you have the liberties and the freedoms to do, what you really want to do, but it's just, it's really your decision. And the option is here.
Yeah.
So if you want to just focus, you want to have everything you need catered towards bodybuilding, the option is right there. It's at your fingertips, but you just got to be willing to take it and just be disciplined enough to take it. So.
I imagine at the same time, it's got to get kind of boring being away from home and away from like everybody you know and stuff.
I mean, it can be, but of course you can develop friends. I know I got some good friends. We hang out, we chill, we talk a lot. And my coach, like I said, me and my coach have a good relationship. We're always hanging out.
Okay.
I'm going different places. He's taking me everywhere. We're hanging out with Quincy Winkler. He's here.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes we just go out and we meet somewhere and we're chit-chatting. And some of the guys roll up and Batter may come through and chill with us. And so it's kind of like a family of brotherhood. All the guys kind of hang together. So, but, it can get boring. But, I mean, with the internet and, social media and stuff, most people stay on that stuff all the time anyway.
Yeah.
And researching and reading ebooks, whatever it may be, you can keep yourself busy, definitely.
That's cool, man.
And I got all the English channels saved in my program on my TV. So.
Oh, nice, nice.
Scroll through them. I want to get in touch, contact with see what's going on in the world, basically.
Yeah.
Watch movies.
Hey, what's your training look like? What time did you say? I know you said you get out at 4. Did you say you get in around 2? Is it like a 2-hour session?
Yeah, around 2. And then, not straight 2 hours of training, but, pretty much two hours in the gym. You kind of come in, kind of hang out, chill, go in the office, maybe take care of some business, whatever schedules we have to run. Get upstairs and get at it. And we may relax and cool down a bit and put our feet up or pose or whatever it may be. So, maximum 2 hours. Typically, I guess our split would be, let's say if we start with an international chest day, it's rotational, so it's not always Monday and it's not always Tuesday.
Okay.
We typically train chest and biceps together. Let's see. Next day will be back and triceps, shoulders, and then legs. And then, legs, quads, definitely for me, quads. And then we'll rotate again. But I'll typically train glutes, hamstrings at least once a week by myself in the evening.
Okay.
Or with a partner in the evening. Because it's not, those are body parts that, secondary work. So I can hit those in real quick at night if I have a second session during the week. But basically, a lot of times we train everything twice a week for the most part. And sometimes I think it can take some guys adjusting because the volume is pretty high. And Coach really beats us up. He trains with us, so he's one of those guys that, you know, has an abundance of energy. You know, he just keeps going and going. He's not a bodybuilder, but man, he works. He definitely doesn't shy away from the work. So he says, I want to know how you're feeling. Huh. I want to know how this works. I want to know if that works.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, you know, he wants to be engrossed in the process because it makes him, he feels like it makes him a better coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's badass, man. You're lucky to be in that position and have someone that's, I mean, that's legit a team right there.
Exactly, man. And he's a young guy too. And like I said, he just wants to be the best coach he can be, man. He wants to definitely make a name for himself. And he believes in me more than, you know, almost more than anybody. My wife probably is the only person that's probably believed in me more than him. But he definitely believes in me. He had a vision before me, before I even came out here.
That's
and,
cool.
And he wants to see that through. He says if it don't go the way he thinks it should go, you know, he always says, I'll quit coaching. I'll quit coaching bodybuilding.
Oh, man.
So he's in my corner for sure.
Right on. How long you been out there for this time?
See, this will be a 12-week prep, but when it's all said and done, so it's not too bad. Of course, my first year out here, I was out for here for like 11 months with wow, probably a month break in between.
Okay.
So it was pretty extensive, but we had to make the commitment as a family and a unit that, you know, this could be life-changing. So, and it was, so it was a good investment of time.
Hell yeah, absolutely, man. And you've changed, you know, your look. You came back and I got to say, man, I'm pumped because I remember back when you had turned pro and I remember you being in muscular development and everything and everybody had talked you up and they're like, this guy is going to be the next big thing. And then no offense, but, and I know it was a lot of pressure to say like, oh, here's the next big thing. You know, when you got all these big guys on the scene, but you didn't deliver at that time, but something's changed now. Something's changed between now and then. What was going on then versus what's going on now? Because I feel like you're a different Brandon Curry.
Well, you know, after, let's see, during the process of me turning pro, the year I turned pro, I got married.
Ah.
2010, I had my first son. I had another son, what, was a, almost a year, a little bit more after him.
So a lot of life. Exactly. A lot of life happened.
I had another one. So, a lot of life happening, a lot of moving around, taking care of family,
okay,
not being able to focus fully on bodybuilding.
Yeah.
But it was actually, I think it was actually good for me because being coming up as a young guy like I did, really, really fast, really, really easy, and not having, you know, maybe the experience and the knowledge people would think I had,
okay,
to do that. Well, you know, you know, sometimes when you go too fast, it kind of can make your mind, make you unstable in a way, and mentally, you know.
Okay.
You haven't had to put the time in and do the research sources or learn enough or take enough knocks. So I would probably be a big-headed jerk if I just rose to the top really, really quick and it was easy. So I'm glad it took me kind of coming down to earth and,
no kidding,
relating it to life, real life, and having people doubt me and, you know, still having to believe in myself and persevere to get to this point. I think it's made it a wonderful journey and it made me appreciate things a lot better, you know? So, I'm glad it wasn't, I'm kind of glad about the experience. I don't regret anything, that's happened with me coming up in bodybuilding. I think it's made me the guy who I am today. Maybe relate to a lot of people in a way that I may have not been able to relate to them at first.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. And you know, like I said, too, everybody had, you know, huge expectations when you first hit the bodybuilding at the pro level and even, you know, in the top amateur level. Do you feel like you develop muscle easily early on?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I remember my cousin. My older cousin was the first guy that told me I had a six pack. I didn't even know what a six pack
no
was.
No kidding. Like, how old were you at that time?
I had barely been in school, I remember. I was at a birthday party and it was like that's a pool party. And he was making me go around and showing everybody my abs.
You were that kid, huh?
Yeah, it was like a vague memory. So I was like, okay. And then the doctors wanted to diagnose me with a hyperactivity. It wasn't ADD back then, but it was hyperactivity.
Okay.
And they wanted to give me the Ritalin when I was growing up. But my parents, they were smart enough to know that that wasn't the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And they just put me in activity. They put me in gymnastics as a kid, and that helped me kind of use my energy up. But it also helped me develop, you know, just muscle control, coordination, and different things that would help me later on in life and sports and stuff. So, you know, I've always been before I was a bodybuilder, I was a performance guy. Okay. I had to be the strongest. I had to be the fastest, you know, pound for pound. It didn't even matter if it was pound for pound. I just had to perform. I played football, was my number one sport. I ran track and wrestled. So I was just, you know, I was just engrossed in performance. And then I had to take a step back after I stopped playing college football and really got into bodybuilding. And I had to really just kind of figure out, okay, bodybuilding is not just about performance. Because we have to, you know, you have to develop your weaknesses and focus on those things. And that's one of the life lessons I had to learn with legs, you know, because, you know, tell you squat, you know. and I was always a good squatter. Heavy squatter.
Yeah.
At low body weights. But, you know, and then when it came to back training, I got taught personally by a guy named Charlie in the gym back in the day. And he told me I really had to connect to my back. And I was, you know, I just kind of learned from these guys in the gym, and they were just teaching me things that, you know, were really valuable, you know, when it came to my career. So it's just I had to, like, learn bodybuilding and come from a performance aspect and really learn how to focus and then reapply those techniques. That's why I listen to people that are smarter than me. And I learn as much as I can to this day, you know. And I even went to school and got a degree in exercise science because, you know, I just love the aspect of learning and sports and athletics and lifting and different things, you know.
Dude, I love that humility, man. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, so but you know, it's been a journey for me and hasn't been easy. I had some of the best coaches coming up. You know, as you know, I work with Hani. Hani was my first coach.
Yeah.
I worked with him at I did the USAs in 07 and I got second as a heavyweight.
Okay.
And I worked, and I was by myself, and that's when BSN took notice. Honey was working with BSN.
Oh yeah.
So he prepped me for the 07 Nationals.
Yes.
Which I got second again. My conditioning was like a whole lot better. He dropped me out. He did things that I never even knew before.
Yeah.
And then come 2008, I guess Honey and BSN had some beef, so I ended up by myself, and that's when I actually turned pro. So. My pro debut, some things happened.
Well, hold on just a second, because when you turned pro, I pulled this up. VJ and I and Bodybuilding Nerds were talking about this the other day, and I pulled muscle memory up. I'm looking at it right now. You know, a lot of times we talk about, like, the early 90s and the 80s being, and then, like, the 70s, like, the golden eras, and the early 90s being, like, the best time in bodybuilding. But, so, we had Brandon Curry took first place in heavyweight, then Mike Liberatore for second, Lee Banks for third, Mark Alvise for fourth. Those are all, like, really big name, awesome dudes. So I want to put that out there really quick, man. You didn't just win. That was a great show. There was guys, Ed Nunn was in super heavyweight that year. That was a good year, man.
Yeah, man, there was a lot of good guys back then, man. I didn't really know. I wasn't aware of how what I was around at the time. It was, I was really naive, man. If it wasn't for I had a management back in the day. If it wasn't for my manager, because I started off as a fitness model.
Okay.
Adam Silver.
Oh yeah,
Silver. He works with NBC News and whatnot. He actually the guy that brought me to the NBC.
Okay.
So he actually directed me through the different shows that I was doing, but I didn't know the reasoning and the levels and the steps. I just knew I just qualified for the next event, so that's where I would go.
So right on.
I went through it blindly because I had help. So he was looking out for me.
He's a smart dude. I've seen him help other people. He helped one of my clients who got a chance to turn pro, and he puts a lot of heart into it. That's cool to know he was doing it, you know, a few years back too.
Yeah, man, he loved the sport, man, and he kind of saved me from some of the bad side of the sport, to be honest, because he's a brutally honest guy.
Nice.
And he was just like, he looked at a contract for me. He's like, man, you're not gonna get anything out of this,
huh?
And he says, look, man, he says, I can help you with this kind of stuff, but you're going to have to go to a different division, because I was in Muscle Mania at the time when I when I got to work with Adam.
Okay.
I actually got sent there to shoot a video with Omar Deckard.
Yeah.
And Greg Blitz.
Okay.
It was a project that Adam was working on. And that's when I met Adam. So he was shooting in New York at actually Powerhouse Gym, Beth Francis Powerhouse Gym.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
We shot that project, and the guy had the camera. He had the big Russian. He had a camera. It was like this huge camera. He had this big apparatus around his waist. And it was like this crazy video shoot that Adam was trying to produce. And,
okay.
So Greg was, he was a bodybuilder back then, and he was trying to become a fitness model.
Okay.
So it was around that time, because Adam said, you need to become a fitness model. You can do well in fitness modeling. What do you know? Greg turned into a big thing after that.
So. Yeah. I interrupted you, though. You were saying you were saying after you turned pro and then going into your first pro show.
Yeah, going into my first pro show, man. It wasn't pretty, man.
Yeah.
I was with a company, and BSN, of course, they wanted me to travel internationally. So I was traveling internationally for the first time, and then I was getting some guest posings on my own. So I was like in Germany. I was like in Russia. And we had cleared it with my coach at the time, and he was cool with it. But somewhere in the middle of it, when I was calling to get my wife to check on not hearing from him, he kind of was like, oh, I don't remember it. You know, I didn't tell you to do this and this and that. So we were like, what? So I was kind of high and dry, because, you know, the expectations and the eyes on me were kind of really heavy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to come through. So luckily enough, Flex Lewis was training at my home gym. He had moved into town and got married. And he was, you know, he met my good friend who owned the gym. So when I moved back from California, Flex was there, and Neil was in and out of there. So, you know, last minute I ended up talking with Neil, and he was going to help me for my pro debut. So I ended up working with Neil, and you know, we did really good. I did really good with Neil. Of course, my pro debut wasn't that great because of the circumstances. But in 2011, of course, was my first Olympia appearance, because I qualified for the Olympia. So that's that year I got eighth, and everybody was like, that made it even worse, because I got eighth my first Olympia, you know. So
yeah.
The expectations were like crazy. So
yeah.
But so, you know, I worked with Neil for a little while, and you know, Neil, he was making his come up, man. He was doing he got into a lot of personal training and stuff in India, and he was trying to build a house and stuff from his family, pretty much from scratch. And you know, he was like, you know, he had a trailer on his property where he lived, and his house was being built. He was involved in building a house with like relatives and everything. So it was like some real man stuff. So he was trying to hustle, you know, and get that project done. And, you know, he just got a little busy for me.
Mm.
And, you know, when it came to competing, and I was ending up at shows, and I can't say he didn't take care of business, because I was looking pretty well at some of those shows when I look back at him as far as conditioning. But I just wasn't getting the looks. And we ran into George at one of the shows, of course, you know, George. And George was like, bro, you can't be anywhere without any help.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kind of convinced us, me and my wife, you know, to have him help us and take us on. So, you know, I think it was 2012 that happened. And I think it was at the Europa Pro. So, you know, I was like, okay. So I went with George in 2013. Of course, we did very, really, really well. And we won our first pro show in Brazil. You know, it was controversial, of course, because the expected winner, Cedric, was disqualified.
Oh, that's right. That was that show. No kidding.
You remember? Because he didn't show up to the meeting or whatever it was.
So, right, yeah. Right.
So I ended up beating Tony, and Johnny was the two other two big names in that show to win in Brazil. So, you know, we set that off. It was a crazy – I can't go into too many details about that show, but it was some rash, unexpected things happening, and I had to, you know, make some last-minute decisions.
Oh, no kidding.
And I was lucky enough to do the right thing at the right time and capitalize.
Okay,
But after that, you know, I guess me and Georgia really didn't click after that as far as consistency. I mean, we had maybe a okay showing here or there, but we just didn't really click as far as consistency. So I was like, man, I got to do something on my own. So me being me,
yeah,
I just wanted to just try to do things on my own and see what I can learn, what I can learn about my body instead of relying on everybody else, because that's kind of how I started in the first place.
Okay.
And that took me through trying a lot of things. And I think, 2016 was the year everybody was like, oh, what's happening to Brandon? But
yeah,
man, I was trying keto that year, because everybody's like, you got to suffer.
Okay.
You know? So I was keto like most of the year. I was suffering like most of the year, thinking it was going to bring me in conditioning.
Mm.
But I didn't end up with soft and smaller by the end of the season.
I remember that.
I actually qualified for the Olympia. Like, I did like 9 shows that year.
Jeez.
But I was, most of it was been trying to qualify for the Olympia and just trying to test things out. But yeah, I was suffering that whole year, in the hardcore, that hardcore mentality of just you gotta suffer.
I'm looking at that year too, man. That was like, not only did you do that many shows, but you were like all over the world here. This is like Arnold Classic Asia, Arnold Classic Europe, Arnold Classic South Africa. You were in Prague, Vancouver. You were everywhere that year, man.
Yeah, I was everywhere, but I was testing stuff out, and I'm like, I gotta bring this conditioning, man. I gotta suck down even more, man. I'm not doing enough, you know. And I basically beat myself down and barely made it to the Olympia, and I was just happy to be there, man. I didn't expect anything out of it, because I was pretty much burnt. But that's when I things kind of changed for me in a great way, because after prejudging, that's when I ran into Abdullah, and I just told him, I said, man, you did an awesome job with Victor this year. I'm like, really impressed. And he was like, he looked at me, he says, hey, you want to come to Kuwait?
No kidding.
And I said, huh? He said, yeah, man, I think I can make you top 6 in the world.
Huh.
And I was like, okay. It's a doula, guys. Interesting. So I said, I'll be in Kuwait in 2 weeks. So
okay.
I was doing the Kuwait Pro. And I said, I'll come to Kuwait and I'll fill it out, see how I like things, and I'll let you know. So, he ended up hanging out with me, picking me up, and he knew all my history. You know, he basically told me they've been around bodybuilding for a while, just looking up from the outside,
yeah,
and learning. And he knew my best conditioning. He knew this, he knew that. And, he already had the plans laid out. I was like, whoa. I was like, he's on top of this, man. So I was like, man, this is too good to be true. So, of course, I went over with my wife. My wife had already asked me that previous year or that year, if they asked me to come to Kuwait, would I go? And I said no.
Okay.
Because I just thought it was unreasonable. I was like, hey, nobody, asked me to come. Batter wouldn't be interested in me. But my coach, he really believed for me. He had to vouch for me with Batter that, I had something special that he could see.
That's cool.
So he finally convinced him that that was a good choice to bring out here, and that's when everything changed. Everything changed, man. I mean, I never had a coach who, of course, be so involved and be so hands-on, but it's like when your coach is around all the time and he's just doing things and he's just learning and testing things, and, he'll do something weird, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? He said, just trust me. And then he's doing things just because he thinks he can predict stuff ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he's right. And it's just like, man, okay, he's got me figured out.
That's cool.
He's got me figured out. So it was a crazy experience, man, just seeing this guy just kind of work and put this effort into me. And then being in a situation to where I didn't need anything.
Hmm.
I think going through the bodybuilding world, that's a big issue, especially when you're trying to balance everything and family life and everything. And, coming up with, the proper sources, the proper materials for bodybuilding gear and whatnot can be a little elusive sometimes in some communities.
Sure.
You're good for 1 minute, and then the next minute, he's right. gone.
Right.
As soon as it becomes popular, he's like, where did he? It's like bad.
Right.
I dealt with a lot of that and coming up through those years as well. So being here is just like the last thing I got to worry about.
So tell me then. So you you said before that you'd been doing a lot of experimenting. It sounds like. And I think that this is something we all do. We have to figure out what doesn't work in order to get to what does. Give us some insight into what works for you. What have you discovered in the past couple of years that maybe you hadn't thought of in the past?
Well, here's where my coach put it. If I die, you need to know this.
I like this guy.
He was like, man, you know, he says, man, I can't drop your carbs too low. He says, I can't drop your carbs too low. As soon as I drop your carbs too low, you get soft. Huh. And you get flat. You start to look like crap. I can't figure out what's going on.
Interesting.
And he says, your body responds very differently to steak. You know, he says, if I do have to drop your carbs, he says, then I have to have steak in there, because if I don't have steak, you're not gonna hold any fullness.
Okay.
And then he said, you know, chicken and fish. He said, man, your body loves chicken and fish, and he's like, your body loves that fast digestion protein, and he says, I can get your skin to thin out really quickly when you're just eating those two combinations. Nice. And he says, if you're dropping too fast, and you know, and I can't hold you at a certain weight, then he said, I'll just throw in some more steak, and it kind of seems to stabilize you.
Nice.
He's been meticulous with it, and he's telling me today, he's like, sweet potato, man. He says, man, your body just loves sweet potato. He says, you know, I'll give you white potato in the morning, but sweet potato, it just brings a certain different kind of fullness to you that white potato doesn't bring you.
Huh.
And he's like, you know, he's always, man, he's always scratching his head and thinking. He's like, you can't do this. He said, Deca for you shit. He says, I don't like what Deca for you. It's just you get too watery, and I just can't tell what's going on. It's just a mess. You know, he's like, I don't like it. He says, it takes too long for you to come in condition and start to come in condition when you've had it in too long. So he says, I don't like it, you know. So he says, man, something about you and Sustanon, bro.
That's that's the magic, like, huh?
He's like, you, he says, yeah, you try this and that, he's okay, you know, he's not bad, but it's different. It's different when we change it up. I'm like, so he's transparent, man. He lets me know exactly, you know, how different things affect my body. And it's not a secret. He's like, look, at the end, he says, I like to get the cardio. I get the cardio in early. So if we start doing cardio, we'll start it right off the bat.
Hmm.
Right off the bat, you know, even if we're trying to gain weight, we'll start the cardio, because he says, I like to keep you get your metabolism going, because it seems like your gains come a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
When you're doing cardio. And this time we even started with an hour of cardio. Of course, now I'm doing 20 minutes. So we start with the cardio early in the season, earlier in the prep. And as we get closer, and as my body comes in condition, we just start pulling it out.
I love that idea.
It's not because we've even dropped the calories and pulling it out. It's just, I don't know. My body just gets to where it's, I don't know. it's more of a don't stress your stress the body when you're coming in close. When you get so lean, getting leaner, it's no reason to start stressing the body, because I guess it starts fighting against you. And like I said, with him, you know, when I think I had to suffer and I think I had to feel like crap in order to get in shape, with him, it's like, it's the opposite. It's like, I have to let him know if I'm feeling beat up, because it's like, if I'm feeling beat up, and you know, it's probably not a good sign. I need to eat. I need to, you know, maybe go out and get a cheat meal, maybe, you know, refeed, or, you know, this rest day, I may need to get a massage, because he knows that, you know, I shouldn't be feeling like too bad, because my body, I guess, is not responsive. You got to baby it.
Yeah.
So to get it to do what you want. So it's been really, really, really interesting experience. Kind of opposite of what, you know, I've always been told and always been thought to to believe in a lot of ways. So
I love that. I feel like a lot of times we're thinking like we're at our most beat up, our most tired coming into a show. Versus, I love this. You got the harder work out of the way earlier. It sounds like now you're probably more rested and fresh feeling.
Oh man, it's more rest, and in everything we do or we change, you can see the response. It's like, you know, you can tell the major difference. You know, so whatever it is, it's just like the body is just it's responsive. So it's really cool, man. And, you know, even though, you know, I feel myself, I'm getting pulled down. I know my energy reserves are low.
Sure.
You know, but that's nothing, man. That's nothing but just, you know, just drive. It's not like it's some of that is expected, but it's not that crappy. I'm gonna die feeling. You know, it's more like, okay, you know, my energy reserves are low. You know, I can go hard in the gym, but I may not be able to go hard for long. You know.
Yeah.
So I let my coach know exactly. It's like, okay, I got a pump. I got a good pump today, but I didn't keep my pump for long. So, you know, he's like, okay, we got to heat a little bit. That's cool. No problem. You know, so we're always fine tuning. I'm always letting him know. He's always asking me how I feel.
Yeah.
First of all, he's like, and then if he's confused, then he's like, I got to look at you. So, but it's a great relationship we have, man. And like I say, I haven't had anybody that's been this involved and in my career, and it's been a total blessing, man. And that's pretty much the reason why you've seen the Brandon Curry that you've seen over the past couple of years.
Dude, that's so cool. Hey, what last year, what did they tell you, the judges, that they wanted to see for improvements? What have you guys been doing this year to try to bring those things?
Well, last year we heard several different things.
Okay.
We heard some things, and it's kind of some inconsistency. So we just kind of looked at it for ourselves, and he was just like, okay, we don't really need to push size. We've done that. We don't need to push size. We need to focus on quality. And so, you know, that's pretty much what we're doing now, and that's kind of what we kind of did for last season. It's like, we're not going to just really try to push this weight up. Matter of fact, before I even came to Kuwait for this prep, he made me get my weight down before I even came.
Okay.
And I didn't feel like I was out of shape, and I didn't look like I was out of shape, but he's like, no, I don't want you this heavy.
Okay.
I don't want you this heavy. So, because I always get here, and I get here and I kind of just grow into the show to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like not too much changes as far as, you know, my weight and the scale, but the conditioning and the hardness and everything just kind of just begins to improve. So it's just a very interesting thing that he's able to, you know, kind of dial in for me. But
it's like
I just got to make sure. I'm like, okay, is this enough? Am I doing enough? You know, I'm just like, because, you know, sometimes you want to do more.
Sure.
You want to do more because, you know, you just feel like you should do more. But like he's proven to me over and over again, sometimes it's just better when the body's rested. I mean, last year's Olympia prep didn't go quite the way we wanted to. Even though we had a better placing, you know, we looked at that prep and was like, okay, we learned a little bit from this prep.
Okay.
What we should and should not do, and, you know, how much I learned that I needed to be a little bit more rested.
Okay.
To keep, you know, I need to be a little bit fuller than, you know, I can push. We can push this fullness a little bit more, you know, and it's just slight different changes and you know, just the way things respond. So I think we played a little bit maybe conservative in a way.
Okay.
Coming. This Olympia, just trying to make sure we break the conditioning and the dryness. And I think we could have been a little bit more, I guess, sort of lay back a little bit when it came to that. I think that the combination, the most best combination for me is the fullness on top of the dryness. So we
got to
make sure we connect that perfectly together.
Especially this last year, you brought that fullness, but you still have a very aesthetic physique. You never get blocky. Right. And I can see what you're saying. So you're not trying to push that fullness any further. Just keep that and keep bringing in the detail. I don't see why you can't challenge a guy like Sean Roden. I feel like you're right there, man. And if that's what they're looking for, you know, moving forward is something like that. I feel like that's right in line with you.
Yeah, I mean, we totally agree with that. We totally agree with that. Definitely. Only thing I had a knock with, some of my separation at this Olympia didn't quite pop the way we wanted to. Some of my lines weren't as deep as I wanted to, and that's because I think some of the muscle wasn't rested enough.
Yeah.
And I think at the Olympia, sometimes you can get caught up in being on your feet a little bit too much.
Mm. I can see that.
Yeah, and I think that is, you know, one of the things I got to be aware of is I need to get off my feet. I need to make sure my legs and everything are rested, because I you know, you can lose some of that depth, some of that line, some of that 3D-ness. So that's one of the things we're making adjustments. I'm making sure that we can make these adjustments, man. Because, you know, I just want to improve, man.
Yeah.
I believe, man, anything is possible. And, you know, I wouldn't even be in this sport if I didn't believe that I could win the Olympia. So that's the only reason I even took it from a hobby to a job, and to be honest. So,
man,
because I believe it, man. As soon as I saw Ronnie lose the title in 06,
yeah,
I believed that I could win the Olympia, because I thought that was impossible. So, I was like, I just saw the impossible happen.
Coming up here at the Arnold, will you have many obligations?
No, none.
Nice.
None but what the Arnold has for me.
So you won't have to, I mean, but with the Arnold and stuff, it sounds like you're going to be able to do what you want to do then, is try to get the most rest you possibly can going into that one.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. We're going to get in, you know, I guess probably like Monday, I guess.
Okay.
And we're just going to relax, you know, coach, make sure he got me a good business class ticket so I can relax on the way.
Nice.
It's like a 14-hour flight. And
14, you said?
Yeah, 14 hours. So
man.
That's what I was told anyway.
Okay. But,
I don't like to know how long I fly, to be honest. I just like to zone out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're going to get in early and get established and you know, and just kind of, I'm just going to just try to do as little as possible, let my body just adjust to being there, man. I'm just really excited because I haven't done the Arnold in a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know. And I hear the chatter about, I like hearing the chatter, like the lineup, you know, I'm not necessarily a favorite, but I think I could beat the favorites. And I respect those guys a lot. I mean, I hung out with William after the Arnold last year when he won.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. He's, you know, William's a real cool guy, man. And we always respect for each other. And, you know, we're good, you know, friends and you know, competitors against each other. Of course, me and Rolly, we have a relationship because, and I said, we were together at BSN, and now we're out here, you know, in Kuwait. So, of course, you know, me, dude, and Rolly, it's all love. But
last year, dude, when I saw Rolly walk out at the Arnold, my jaw just dropped. He looked Rolly, insane, Rolly, man.
Rolly has always got that, like, insane come out on stage impression, whew, man. It's just Rolly, man.
Yeah.
That's Rolly all the way, man. He's just, like I said, he brings a different kind of physique to the stage and body. It's impressive, man.
Yeah, he was like the only guy who, he is. He was like the only guy that had the look that he had at the end. Like, he was totally unique from everybody else.
Exactly. He's a unique specimen from everybody else. And like, he's a workhorse too, man.
Yeah.
He's a workhorse, man. It's like you got to tell this guy to rest between sets, man.
No kidding.
Yeah, he would go. Yeah, man, he's something else, man. He's a cool dude, though.
That's cool, man. It looks like, yeah, this is going to be an awesome lineup. Looks like Cedric will be there. So
Cedric will be there.
As long as he makes the meeting in time.
Yeah, as long as he makes the meeting, and I'm sure he's coming. I'm sure he's coming to you know, earn some respect at the Arnold. That's his show.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know he's coming. He's coming to bring some heat. It's going to be good, man. I mean, it's going to be good. I mean, you got Josh coming back in there in the lineup. You got new guys like Luke in the lineup.
And, yep. Victor's going to be there, too.
I seemed like I was just around Victor. He was here in Kuwait for a little bit.
Oh, no kidding.
Not so long ago. So, yeah, my last prep. So, yeah, I know he had a new baby and everything. So, I know he's busy. So, yeah. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's going to be fun, man. I mean, that environment, I mean, It's a little bit more chill than Olympia because we don't have as much obligation. So I think you can kind of sit back and enjoy the process a little bit more.
Hell yeah, man. That'll be awesome. I'm really looking forward to this. And I'm not just saying it because you're on the show with me now, but you are one of my favorites. And I can't wait, man. I'm going to be out there cheering for you. do me a favor. Let me know where can people find you on social media and anywhere else that you're online.
Well, Instagram is my main source. It's Brandon _Curry. And, you know, that's the main source of accessing me, finding out what's going on with me. I do have a YouTube channel. It's Brandon Curry All Access. And I've been posting a couple training videos recently up there. But they're also been linked to Instagram TV. So you can kind of see what's going on out here in Kuwait.
Nice.
And what the training's like. So it's been getting some good responses coming into the show. So I'll try to get some vlogging too as I'm going to the Arnold. Kind of get some guys into the world of the prep too. So
hell yeah, man. I'm excited about this. All I can say, man, is I wish you the best of luck, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Also, guys, if you haven't gone to Brandon's Instagram, go check out this new back shot he put up. I could swear, dude, that looks Photoshopped to me. Like, I know it's not, but it looks impossible, man.
Well, I got the full video on YouTube.
It's, okay.
Downloaded today, but also the full video on Instagram TV. So if you go to my bio, click my Instagram TV link, the training video that day is in there as well. And then I will release a motivational 1 minute video of that training clips from that video as well with some music and whatnot. So yeah, it's real, bro. It's real. I'll get surprised sometimes when I see my back, man, especially when I'm in the gym and it's got blooded and stuff. It's like, what in the world?
Hell yeah, dude. Well, thank you for your time, man. I much appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. And like I said, have a good one. I know you'll be at the Arnold, man, so hopefully we can meet in person. And you guys will. I know you're doing a podcast show out there too, so hopefully that'll be cool for you guys to enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And, we're going to have a fun time, man. I'll be there all week, so I'll be looking for you. And yeah, definitely. If maybe you'll be at the, like, there's the Meet the Pros thing, right?
Yeah, I'll be there definitely, man. I wish I could get to come to some of the events that's going on. You know, you guys, and I know Meadows.
Yeah,
he's doing some things, and I really wanted to get some donuts, but
we'll save one for you. How's that sound?
So you know, but y'all, you guys enjoy that trip. I know y'all got a lot of big plans. Y'all put a lot into it. So. Was the best for you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it, Brandon. Guys, for another episode of Advices Radio with IFBB Pro Brandon Curry coming into the Arnold, we will see you at the show.
Yes, sir.